Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 10th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 5:30. I'm Brent Allen. Rain returns for today. We are currently sitting at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It was a scene of total destruction. Vandals over the holiday broke into a science classroom at Wright Charter School in Santa Rosa and made a mess. Paint everywhere, desks and stools overturned, laptops and TVs destroyed, fire extinguishers deployed, and paper everywhere. Early estimates put the damage at $40,000. The school and the sheriff's office have no leads at this time, but are hoping someone will step forward with information leading to catching the culprits. A man simply sitting on a bench on San Rosa Avenue was hit in the head with a machete on Monday. The victim was transported to the hospital and treated for his wound. The suspect escaped. Later, the suspect was identified as 20-year-old Lucas Coleman, a homeless man currently living in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa police found him and the machete Tuesday on Santa Rosa Avenue and took him into custody. The 34-year-old victim will recover from his wounds. Sonoma County has seen a rise in retailers closing stores recently, from Bed Bath & Beyond to Forever 21 and Soft Surroundings. Even the Reading Cinemas in Rohnert Park. Well, now you can add Burlington Coat Factory to that list. Its Rohnert Park location will close very soon. The Santa Rosa store will remain open. No exact closing date or reason for the closure has been given by company officials. According to the Press Democrat, Gina Centeno, the Rohnert Park woman set to stand trial with her husband on charges they tortured their three foster children, passed away while in custody at a local hospital. Her attorney said she had been suffering from an illness but did not elaborate further. Her husband, Jose Centeno, still faces three counts of kidnapping for ransom, three counts of torture, and is also charged with eight additional counts related to allegations of sexual abuse involving the children. He will return to court January 18th. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be the only two Republican presidential candidates facing off in tonight's final GOP debate before the Iowa caucuses kick off the 2024 nominating process on Monday. Former President Donald Trump also qualified, but he plans to skip it and instead will hold a televised town hall meeting at the same time. CNN is hosting tonight's debate at Drake University in Iowa. The event, moderated by CNN anchors Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, starts at 6 p.m. California lawmakers are debating whether to ban tackle football for children under the age of 12. The bill will have its first public hearing today before a legislative committee. The bill is still a long way from becoming law. It must clear the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance at becoming law this year. And the king tides are back, some of the highest astronomical tides of the year. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood advisory from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning that impacts the San Francisco Bay shoreline and low-lying coastal areas of the North Bay. The king tides occur when the orbits of the orbits and alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun combine to produce the greatest tidal effects of the year. The king tides will be with us through Friday. Our KZST News Time is now 5:34.
Did you know that Golden State Lumber and Building Materials has a long history in Sonoma County? Here's Vice President of Operations, Eric Schmies.
For 70 years, Golden State has been serving the San Francisco Bay Area building community, and for the last three decades, we've been headquartered in Sonoma County. We work closely with professional builders and contractors so they can achieve the expectations of their clients. We've developed strong relationships with our vendors as well. Visit our website and click Brands, and there you'll see a long list of categories and vendors who we proudly support. And we strive to keep our clients on budget and on schedule. We look forward to serving Sonoma County for many years to come.
Visit GoldenStateLumber.com or stop by our lumber yard at 3610 Copper Hill Lane, south of Airport Boulevard. Family owned since 1954. Golden State. When you succeed, we succeed.
Todd here with Heritage Roofing, and it's great to see the rain again in Sonoma County because we need it. And with that comes the question of my own roof. We actually just re-roofed my home, and it's a great feeling now knowing that we're safe, warm, and dry. If you're in a similar situation and would like a free estimate, give Heritage Roofing a call at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, Draymond Green is vowing a commitment to playing without the antics that have plagued him on the court throughout his career, working over the past month on ways to control his emotions and not let hostility take over. Green insists he has cost my team enough and feels a sense of urgency to get back on the court and help the Warriors. The Warriors take on the Pelicans tonight. Your forecast, cloudy skies with another round of generally light rain moving in, less than a quarter inch. Highs remain chilly in the low 50s, Santa Rosa at 54. Tonight, turning clear and cool with low 30s. Look for widespread frost tomorrow morning. Otherwise, for tomorrow afternoon, mostly sunny with low to mid 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Deal or no deal?
No deal!
The game show Deal or No Deal is back, only it's on an island, and two reality stars from Survivor are among the contestants. Deal or No Deal Island will feature competitors looking for briefcases hidden on an island, which they will then use in the game of Deal or No Deal. However, there will be no Howie Mandel as host either. Joe Manganiello takes over as the host. NBC will air a 30-minute preview of the show on Saturday after the NFL wildcard game. Deal or No Deal Island premieres February 26th. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. There's a new witch in town. Boo!
All the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, 'cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby, I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. 'Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Welcome to your Wednesday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:45, 46 degrees weather-wise. Look for mostly cloudy skies today. Very windy conditions at times around Sonoma County. We'll see temperatures in the mid-50s. It'll be nice. Welcome to a brand new day here in the California wine country.
Oh, the phone. Harry, you're no good alone. Why are you sitting at home on the floor? What kind of pills are you on? Ringing the bell, and nobody's coming to help. Your daddy lives by himself. He just wants to know that you're well.
County's KZST on your Wednesday, January 10th. It is 551, 46 degrees in Santa Rosa, and now one of my happy places around Sonoma County. Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams, and I have to tell you, the designers at Cocos Deco Home have been incredibly helpful whenever I want to make some changes. It's weird, but recently I realized my window coverings are really outdated and so boring. Definitely time for a change. With so many options, I had no idea where to begin. Emily to the rescue! Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocos Deco and an expert with window treatments. Emily came to my house, and she'll come to yours too. I like that my home reflects my taste and sensibility, and now thanks to Emily from Cocos Deco, I have beautiful window coverings. Design the look of your home like a pro with a pro from Cocos Deco. Cocos Deco Home, sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Visit Cocos Deco Home. Shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cocasdiko.com.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Until the sky falls.
101.1 KZST on your Wednesday, January 10th, or as I like to call it, Wines Day. Unless you're doing dry January, then it's just Wednesday, just an ordinary Wednesday. News is next.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 10th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6 a.m.